Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
There's something of a mystery developing around Jeff and me. And I suppose around Harry Palmer and Angela Tennant, too. Unless Palmer was telling a pack of lies last night. When Jeff arrived back at his flat, Palmer sued Angela onto him, wanting to know if Jeff was responsible for the man who's been spying on her. Well, Jeff and I know nothing about it. I can't imagine Tressa de Bendigo or Marcia having any reason to make inquiries. Not when they're keeping open house for Harry Palmer. So who the dickens is behind it? And here's another thing. There's been a man named Hooper in and out of here a lot lately to see Benny Fuller. As far as I can make out, he's nothing to do with the business. Now, that's a coincidence. Speak of the devil. Hooper's just gone up in the lift this very minute. I wish I knew what he and Benny have in common.
Right, Hooper. Hand it over. This is a good thick wad of stuff. You must have been digging with a steam shovel.
I've been digging. Leave it at that, Mr. Fuller. And last night, they nearly caught me out. That chap Palmer sneaked up on the car, and I was...
He didn't recognize you.
No, I took off like a hare.
Okay, I won't read this now. Give me a resume, starting with Palmer.
Right. First thing, he's a lady killer. And he used to make a point of laying his charm on with a trowel for the benefit of any young female willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Until 7 or 8 weeks ago, he was in deep water financially. His bank manager was after him, his bookie, the tradespeople, and they looked like repossessing his car.
Not paid for, eh?
Then he suddenly had a windfall. Source? No clues.
Source? Tressa de Bendigo and Company?
I can't prove it yet.
Carry on.
He was hand in glove with Millie Moffat. She was his special popsy. And he was with her when she was run over in the park that day.
He couldn't have pushed her, could he? Out of his car and into the traffic, I mean?
If he did, he's got away with it. The inquest said accident.
It was only a thought. I don't think the fellow's up to anything like that.
They never are, at first. They get tougher when the pressure comes on.
Oh, yes. Well, carry on.
I got hold of a photograph of him and took it to the Port Kensington post office. A woman there said she remembered him because of his long eyelashes. But she wouldn't be worth a kettle full of cold water as a witness.
Too bad. I was rather hoping something might come from that end. Anything more?
About his trip to Port Kensington, I can't find a thing. That's if he ever went there. The tenant woman said she saw him at Mount Greenbrier, and that's that. Now we come up to date. He's seeing the tenant woman regularly, always fairly late and always on the lookout. As for Mrs. Tennant, she's been living too high. When you said she drank like a fish, that wasn't the half of it. She's a soak.
We're not getting any further forward, are we? Listen, Hooper, about this Mount Greenbrier jaunt and Palmer's. How do the trains run?
Why?
Well, because if there aren't many trains and they made this story up on the spur of the moment, it's just possible he couldn't have got up there by train for her to see him on the way back.
You might have something there. You should be in the investigating business yourself.
You'd better look into it then.
Right away. But there's one thing I haven't figured about this tangle yet, Mr. Fuller. Suppose you do get something cut and dried on this pair of beauties. How are you going to use it?
I'm paying you to make an investigation, Hooper, of Mr. H.J. Palmer and Mrs. Angela Tennant, not of me or what I'm doing. Remember that. Now get out and find out the trains run to Mount Greenbrier and phone me if you get anything hot.
Okay. You're the boss.
Yes, Benny?
Come to my office, will you, Stella?
Could I have a minute to finish this draft I'm on?
Oh, yes, that'll be all right. What sort of a hostess do you make, Stella?
Oh, fair to middling, I expect.
I have a nephew arriving from overseas in a few days. I thought it mightn't be a bad idea if we invited a few people to my place for dinner and dancing. Bid him welcome.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Well, you know the young people I've met. Remember that swimming pool crowd. Look up a list of about a dozen likely young people with one extra girl and send out some invitations, starting with Jeff Pilgrim.
When's it for?
Let's make it next Friday night, say 7:30. And tell the men black tie.
You can leave it all to me, Benny.
Well, not quite all. Let me arrange the seating for dinner. Apart from that, it's in your hands. Just bring me the list before you send the invitations out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, off you go. Get to work on the invitations this afternoon, if you like.
Right.
But there'll be one guest I'm inviting, Stella. That's if I can persuade her to come.
I thought you were going to play golf this afternoon, Uncle.
That was the original idea. But it was with Benny Puller for 10 bob a hole and a fiver off the stick.
Well, you're not on the bread line, are you?
Puller and I are at odds, my dear. I couldn't stomach him taking Pilgrim on his staff.
Oh, Uncle Tristaday, you two aren't quarreling. You were such good friends.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him keeping his business to himself if only I could understand the chap. I flew off the handle at him the other day and made some threats I shouldn't have actually.
Oh, you're always doing that. Darling, I've been wanting to ask you. Would you miss me terribly if I went away?
Of course I'd miss you.
Well,
not that I keep you here for 5 minutes under the circumstances. How long do you want to clear off for, Marcia?
3 years.
3 years?
I'll have to do something. I thought you might let me take a really long trip. We can afford it.
Yes, but 3 years. Why, we wouldn't know you when you got back. And what about Palmer?
If he doesn't want to wait, he needn't.
Well, we'll have to think it over. By George, I'd miss you. Especially now that I'm not talking to Benny Puller. Still, it's my own fault. Well, you off? You going out?
Just for half an hour. Uncle Tresidder, would you make friends with Benny Puller if he asked you to?
I suppose so. But you make us sound like a couple of schoolgirls. It's immaterial anyway. Puller's the last man on the world to make the first move.
Oh, I don't know. You never can tell, darling.
Well, Marcy, this is a pleasure. When did I see you last? Must be months ago.
Yes, at least.
Sit down. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes. And I'd appreciate it tremendously if you would. Uncle Tresidder is very upset about the quarrel over Jeff. I know he'd like to shake hands.
Did your uncle send you here, young woman?
Oh, good heavens, no. He'd skin me alive if he knew. Mr. Puller, do patch it up with him. Meet him halfway, at any rate. He's quite miserable.
You know, you ought to be patching up a quarrel of your own. Did you see Jeff as you came in?
No. And I don't want to, please.
Honest?
Of course. I wish you wouldn't bring him up.
He's a good fellow, Mercier. Something went wrong. Don't ask me what. But he's one of the best.
Oh, please, Mr. Puller. If I'd known you were going to start this, I'd never have come here.
I won't understand today's young people, not if I live to be 100.
What did women let their husbands get away with when you were Jeff's age? Murder?
I can see we're going to get nowhere, young woman. Well, let's forget your husband and concentrate on your uncle. Come on now. Give me some advice. What am I going to do?
Well, just ring him up one day and say, play you 18 holes for 10 bob a pop. No, whatever you do say.
What am I going to look like if he slams the receiver down in my ear?
But he won't. I know he won't. He'll say, make it a pound and I'll pick you up in 10 minutes.
You think so, eh?
Of course he will. He only lost his temper that day.
All right, Mafia. I'm sold. And I think you've done me a good turn as well.
Then I'm glad.
Now, before you run away, I've taken your advice, so what about you taking mine? Keep an open mind about that husband of yours, will you? Just for a few weeks more. Very soon now, I might have something to tell you. Excuse me.
By all means.
Yes?
Is it okay to talk?
Oh, it's you, Hooper. What did you find out?
I struck oil, Mr. Puller.
You did? Can you tell me now?
Don't see why not. Harry Palmer couldn't possibly have gone to Mount Greenbrier that day by train.
He couldn't?
No. He left the Bendigo building about 11. There's no train to Mount Greenbrier after 10:15 until late in the afternoon. So either the tenant woman was lying, or Palmer went up by car.
Good work, Hooper. That's fine. Get in early tomorrow morning. We'll decide what's to be done then. Goodbye. Where was I, Marcia? Oh, yes. Very, very soon now, I might have something very interesting to tell you about,
Yes? About who?
Your husband.
Ben seems terribly sincere. Oh, now won't this ghastly tangle ever straighten itself out? I'll have to get away. If I have to put up with any more of this, I'll go off my head. Uncle Tressida must let me get away almost at once. But, oh, that's the trouble. I don't really know if I want to go away.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.